Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, November 27th, 2013. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone and all of our Jewish friends. Happy Hanukkah. So much to be thankful for, starting with really the top of the list, the thankfulness for almost 66 years of life. Certainly that is at the top of the list. Thankful for our loyal listeners and sponsors of this program. We're thankful certainly for our host station here, KVOI, and the lovely and very talented, caring people here, professional, caring staff, and of course owners Doug and Mary Martin. And of course, thankful for, I think she's the best radio producer anyone could have, Rosemary Brandt. What a fine young person she is, and she really does a great job. Very professional, very courteous to all of our listeners who call in for questions. Well, we have a full hour today, a newsmaker interview with State Senator and Arizona gubernatorial hopeful Al Melvin. Captain Melvin is with me in studio. We'll talk with him in just a few seconds. 30 minutes past the hour, Barbara Brown of the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona joins me again in studio. Then we'll close out the show with Jose Ocano, the volunteer coordinator for the Pima Animal Care Center. And if you're thinking of some kind of an activity for tomorrow, you know, before everybody sits down for the big feast, how about going over to the Pima Animal Care Center and walking one of the companion animal, hopeful companion animal dogs? They would love it. You'd feel good about it. And we'll talk to Jose about all the details. That's one of the activities tomorrow. 790-2040, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. Another thing we're thankful for, our Facebook friends. We've now surpassed 3,000 friends who follow us on this program. Let's welcome now Captain Al Melvin, Arizona State Senator from the Tucson area, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Senator, how are you today?
It's great to be here, Bill. It's always nice to be in studio with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about your gubernatorial campaign, the big story statewide that really has exploded on the scene is this situation, this disgraceful situation, Senator, with the CPS.
Yes.
The Child Protective Services, and the thousands of young people who have apparently fallen in the cracks here.
Yes. Well, you know, as you know, Bill, one of the primary reasons for government to exist is public safety, without a doubt, and especially the safety of our youth. So it is government's responsibility to make sure that all of our children are protected to the best of our ability. You know, it's interesting how the two parties are playing this. Many on the left, the Democrats, are calling for a special session, probably to throw more money at the problem. But cooler heads should prevail. The governor is calling for the Department of Public Safety to assign 6 to 8 special investigators to this problem to get to the bottom of it. In terms of money, within the last 2 years, we have dedicated an additional $75 million to this problem. And I really do not believe that it is a money problem. It is a supervisory problem that exists in the department.
So you're saying a leadership problem right at the top?
Within the department.
Okay.
And then another thing that people need to know is that in this year, this legislative session, we added an additional 200 caseworkers to Child Protective Services. That's probably not known by many in the public, but it is a fact. We've added an additional 200 caseworkers to Child Protective Services earlier this year, and over the last 2 years, we've restored or increased funding $75 million. It's not a money problem. It's a supervisory problem, and we will not rest till we get to the bottom of it.
So you're not in favor, I take it, then, of a special session and what that might accomplish?
Well, I agree with Governor Brewer and Senate President Andy Biggs that we need to get through this investigation, get to the bottom of what broke down within the department, and then we can take it from there. But again, I do not believe it is a money problem.
Let's talk about the race for governor on the Republican side. It's a crowded race. I don't know exactly how many candidates, because some of them have talked about it and haven't formally declared, but I'd say at least a half dozen, maybe as many as eight Republican candidates. Are you the most conservative, Senator Melvin, of these candidates?
I consider myself to be that. As I told you before the show started, I, from the bottom of my heart to the listeners, I want to be the Tea Party candidate for governor in this race.
So you're not afraid of that Tea Party label?
No, I am proud of it. I'm a member of the Tea Party. I believe that the Tea Party saved the country in 2010 when we secured the U.S. House, and it will save the country again in 2014 when we retain the House and get the Senate and get many governor positions throughout the country, including my race for governor here in Arizona. But there is at least one other individual, Andy Thomas, who would probably say the same thing as I just said, that he would like to be the Tea Party candidate, but he's really not viable if someone would look into his record.
Former Maricopa County
he's got some,
attorney.
Got some legal problems. Mm-hmm. But aside from him, and even with him, I consider myself the most conservative candidate in the race, yes.
Well, so many candidates now have distanced themselves from the Tea Party. They really are running from it, and you're embracing the
absolutely.
Tea Party.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing when I go to Tea Party groups throughout the state. The Tea Party people are as mainstream as you and me, Bill, and our wives and our friends. There's nothing sinister about them, nothing unpatriotic about them, but they have become a lightning rod for criticism from the left and the Democratic Party. And why? Because they are so effective. That's why. And even some criticism from within our own Republican Party, the so-called Country Club Republicans. But I embrace them. They are what I consider the heart and soul of America, hardworking, clean-cut, wonderful American patriots. And I want to be their champion in this race, the Tea Party candidate for governor of Arizona.
All right, 790-2040, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment for Senator Al Melvin, who says he wants to be and is the Tea Party candidate for governor in this state, perhaps you disagree with him, perhaps you don't like the Tea Party. Well, Senator Melvin has never been one to shy away from a question or comment. He welcomes all opinions, correct?
Yes, yeah. I do. And Bill, I'm reminded of two sayings. One is, it's a military saying, but also political. If you're not taking flak, you're not over the target. I spend a lot of time over the target. I take a lot of flak. The other is a quote from Donald Rumsfeld in his new book, Rumsfeld's Rules. And the quote is, "In politics, move in the direction of the sound of the gunfire. Don't run away from it, run to it." And I subscribe to that as well.
Well, I think General MacArthur used that quite a bit, that saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think Rommel was known to have quoted it as
move toward the action, not away.
Don't run away from it, run toward it.
Right. Senator Al Malvin with us on the Buckmaster Show. And have you noticed that you've been to some of these candidate forums already? I guess there's been a couple of them.
We've
already had
two. We have another big one coming up in Sun City West.
Are
on
folks
December
dodging?
The 12th.
Have you noticed some of the candidates just really dodging questions?
Well, you know what I told you before the show, and I tell the listeners today, I feel a strong obligation to tell our citizens in detail the specific things that I will do as governor. And I swear my competitors seem to be compelled to do the opposite. The more specific I get, the more vague they get. And I really believe that the people want specifics. They don't want vagueness. They don't want buzzwords and catchphrases. They want to know specifically, what am I going to do to make Arizona the most prosperous state in the nation.
All right. Rose, we'll take Dan is up with us now. Dan on the Buckmaster Show before we take our break. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes. Thank you, Senator. I love your approach. And I have several Hispanic American workers for me. And I can tell you that instead of just talking to politicians and media people, you should talk to people who have to work with these folks all the time. And I can tell you one of the biggest problems is that when they come here and work for American businesses and live the American life, the culture is so different from the male-dominated culture that they come from that they're totally in shock that a woman can just pick up a phone and have them thrown in jail for having an argument with them. And the people don't understand this, and our politicians don't seem to understand it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, he's talking about immigration,
reform. Your input there, Dan. In fact, yesterday I spent over an hour at the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What a wonderful organization. They were just selected as the
number one in the
Hispanic
country.
Chamber in the country.
Yeah.
And, yes, we one of the main things in my campaign is to bring stability to the border. And the way I propose to do that is to encourage Mexico to build a deep water port on the north side of Guaymas, not Guaymas itself, but in Guaymas, that would create hundreds of thousands of jobs, which would bring stability to the border on both sides. Why would anyone risk dying in our desert for a cheap job when they could have a good job, a great job at home? So jobs, it is the answer on both sides of the border and the border itself. As they say, the best social program known to man is a private sector job anywhere in Mexico, the United States, you name it.
All right, Senator Al Malvin, it's 12:17 on this day before Thanksgiving. We are going to be thankful, as I mentioned again, for all of our wonderful sponsors who we will hear from right now. And Senator Malvin, we have asked him to stay around for segment two. He has graciously accepted our invitation. We'll be right back.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
You had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. As we push toward 1222, we have Senator Al Melvin. Senator Melvin, a gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side in a very crowded field. We've talked about his race for governor. Now let's talk about the upcoming legislative session. Senator Melvin, that session now is only, I don't know, 6-7 weeks away.
Yes.
What's at the top of the agenda this year?
Well, we crank it up always the second Monday in January. And we'll then be in session until the end of April, each week, Monday through Friday. Well, it's going to be interesting because we had quite a few defectors from the Republican Party who teamed up with the governor and the Democrats to pass Medicaid expansion. As I mentioned during the break, we are suing the governor over this issue. It's led by the Goldwater Institute. 36 conservative Republican senators and representatives have joined in the lawsuit, including me. We believe we will win because in the late 1990s, the citizens passed Prop 108, which requires a two-thirds vote for a tax increase. This was a tax increase, but it was passed with a simple majority, so we feel confident we can stop it. We have to, because when you add $300,000 to the indigent health care rolls and the possibility of $400,000 or $500,000 in the end, it's the biggest threat to our economic future.
All right, let's go back now to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe Matthew is with us. Matthew has a question or comment for Senator Al Melvin. Go ahead.
First, I'd like to say I appreciate Senator Melvin's efforts on the film incentives here in Southern Arizona, and I know that he had worked on a bill on that. But my specific question is, speaking of taxes and things like that, could he address how would he respond? How would he have handled the recent Apple going to Mesa? I believe they're going to get a $20 million rebate, possibly through the ACA, to bring them to Mesa, and
through the Arizona
and
Commerce Authority,
possibly a lowering of the their property taxes to I think probably around 5%. What does he think of the philosophy of attracting business, and what would he do as governor with the ACA? Just anything he wants to comment on. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of things. The most important issue before us, to answer your original question, Bill, is private sector jobs. We have to increase the number of private sector jobs. We're well on our way. In fact, because we balanced our budget over the last 4 years, we are projected to be number one in the country in job creation next year. Forbes magazine is projecting that. But when we lower taxes, get rid of bad regulations, right-size government, at the legislature, we do it for the whole state. The fact that cities and towns in Maricopa County take more advantage of it than here in Tucson and Pima County is really an issue that the voters need to step up and elect a Republican-controlled mayor and city council and county supervisory board. It's really the local government that is the stymie to this. And for instance, when the mayor turned down Grand Canyon University and all of the investment and jobs that went with it, because he said it was a Christian university that would be opposed to gay marriage, I'm hoping that that university will find a home in Marana or another business-friendly entity here in southern Arizona. But what I'm doing specifically in my campaign for governor, I am saying that I stand for an elimination of the income tax, both corporate and individual, like Texas and other states. I want Texas-style tort reform, as was carried out in Texas 6 years ago, capping pain and suffering at $250,000 per incident. When that happened, lawyers started leaving the state, doctors started arriving, and business flourished. Private sector jobs, that's the name of the game. We have to put our people back to work, and I am compelled to do that, and I know I will succeed. Thanks.
And, you've been outspoken on energy as well, yes. Senator Melvin.
Atomic energy. Solar and wind will not make America a world-class power. We need clean coal, but overall for the base load, I propose more nuclear reactors. We have three now. If we can have more, we can export electricity all over the Southwest, create great jobs, help work with California and Mexico to build desalination plants. We can barter the electricity from the reactors. They keep the desalinated water. We get their increased Colorado River water rights, which flow into our canals. For prosperity, we need reliable, affordable, and good transportation, electricity, and water, in addition to good government. And when we do that, we will be the most prosperous state in the nation, which is my goal.
And as far as the waste issue?
Yes, I believe we need to look at France to recycle the used nuclear fuel. For over 40 years, France has recycled 96% of the used nuclear fuel into new rods to fuel their reactors. And actually, New Mexico is looking at that very strongly now. So I don't care where it takes place, just as long we need nuclear power. I want us to be the most nuclear energy-friendly state in the nation, to have training reactors that will produce medical and industrial isotopes to fight cancer, and where we're a leader in this field, where our universities are training nuclear engineers for the next generation of power.
All right, Senator Al Melvin, we're going to wrap it up right here. Where can people find out more about what you stand for and your campaign?
Please go to VoteAlMelvin.com. VoteAlMelvin.com. Would appreciate you contributing $5 to my Clean Elections campaign and signing my petition. You can do all of that online through my website.
And to book you for speaking engagements?
Yes, and for sure. Thank you, Bill. And I promise to the voters, I will not let you down. What you see in me is the real deal, and I can't wait to get on with this election and to win it in November next year.
Thank you, Senator Melvin, and have a great Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Obama administration announcing yet another delay in the rollout of the health care law, an online health insurance marketplace for small businesses being put off until November of next year. It isn't as bad as forecasters feared. The wind, rain, and snow affecting much of the east isn't causing any serious air travel delays nationwide, though the storms have forced more than 200 flights to be canceled, mostly to and from major northeastern airports. Syria's government says it will take part in peace talks aimed at ending the country's long-running civil war, but it also says it's not about to surrender any power. On Wall Street, stocks holding on to gains, with the Dow up about 13 points, still above 16,000. The NASDAQ better by 21. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. That means that Rosemary and myself will take off Thanksgiving to be with our families. So that means a previously aired segments, best of show. We've got a couple of those planned, one for Thanksgiving and Friday. Just real quickly want to tell you that tomorrow on the show, it's a good show. We have Tucson writer Joanne Frew. She'll talk about her battle against breast cancer, a successful battle. I think you will find that very interesting. Plus, Dr. Gary Auerbach, he's the former head of the World Council on Chiropractic Medicine. He has some very interesting things to say about how the American Medical Association now is starting to embrace chiropractic medicine. That's a big change from the past. And then quickly, Friday, Dr. William Hartman, one of the co-founders of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, and we have New York Times bestselling author J.A. Jantz. So I wanted to plug those shows. Even though we will not be here live, we will have our previously aired segments that Rosemary and myself, we believe that these are certainly worth a second listening. Well, 1 in 4 Arizona residents will be over the age of 60 within 6 years. Pima County is the home to nearly 250,000 individuals who are really right now 60 or older. That is more than 21% of our current population. And against this background, the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona has a new $200,000 grant round that is targeting end-of-life issues here in Southern Arizona. Joining me now in studio, live, is Barbara Brown. Barbara is the Vice President of Programs and Community Initiatives. She returned to the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona earlier this year after serving 6 years. She had an earlier stint with CFSA as the Senior Program Officer, 2001 to 2007. Barbara, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you.
Thanks. At the beginning of the show, I kind of listed a few of the things, immediate things I'm thankful for. And at the top of the list, Barbara, was being alive for nearly 66 years.
Absolutely. Well, then I'm going to celebrate being alive for almost 61.
There you go. Maybe a good time to do a little soul searching around Thanksgiving and a holiday when we do think about the things we're so thankful for, and thinking about the things that will be coming after we're gone.
Absolutely. Let me give you a little background, if you don't mind, to this grant round. It's actually really interesting. A woman named Sharon Kent came to us in the 80s and said, gosh, I'd like to set up a fund. I would like that fund to benefit hospice, education, and San Miguel de Allende, the organizations that are in Mexico that I was supporting. She had a home down there. And so we set up a fund, and that fund had a little bit of money in it, but it was basically to be something that got operational after she passed. Well, gosh, Bill, she passed in a terrible plane accident quite young.
Wow.
And this fund then got her estate. And we set to work then to utilize those monies in the way that she intended. So Literacy Connects.
Mm-hmm.
The Community Foundation invested $1 million.
Betty Stauffer's organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. She invested, with her funds, we invested $1 million to make those five organizations come together.
Oh, and so that's the backstory
of
that.
Yes, it is.
I'm finally, I say this every day on the show. I say the wonderful thing about my job is I learn something new every day.
Absolutely.
So that was the backstory of the merger of the literacy groups.
That's it, exactly. And it was Sharon Kent funds that made that happen. So after that was over and they've merged successfully and have been going strong for a couple of years, which is fabulous, we kind of turned our attention then to the hospice area that she had indicated she was interested in. And that we have a committee, as we all do for all of our grant rounds, we have community input and the community decision making. And they looked at it and thought, you know, really, let's broaden it to end of life and put out an RFP, a request for proposal, and see what we get from all of Southern Arizona. So the way this is written is it's trying to get folks to think about making plans and to not wait until you're moving into a hospice situation or something like that, but to talk to your family. You know, around holiday, it's a very good time to be doing that, but to talk to your family and to think carefully about what it is that you want so everyone knows. So this is an effort to encourage organizations that work with folks that are, you know, our age and older to be thinking about that and to do educational work around that. You know, there's a wonderful project that's called the Conversation Project. It's very simple. It's a workbook that you can sit and go through with your family members, and it kind of, you know, kids don't want to talk to their parents about it. Parents don't necessarily want to bring it up. But you go through and ask the questions, and you share that information, and there it is, and it's all written down.
Yeah, and it's something that almost like many people are almost superstitious about talking. They somehow feel if they start thinking about the end of the life issues,
it's going to happen.
That it's going to happen, that you're going to bring on an earlier demise to your life or something.
Exactly.
And actually, it's just the opposite. I think it will give you a much better feeling.
Yes.
And almost one of those aha moments.
And you know,
realizing that you get your affairs in order while you're still well.
That's exactly true. And you know, these days, you know, you need to have an advocate. So my mother and I had talked. I knew exactly what she wanted. So when it was time, I was there and she could rest easy knowing that I would represent her accurately to the doctors and in the facilities. And, you know, so she didn't have to stress about that and she knew that I would take care of her. And, you know, those kinds of things are so important. So we're asking nonprofit organizations that work in Southern Arizona in this area of elder care to put in an application to us, and $25,000 is the max they can ask for, but that could do quite a bit, actually. Could update a website or run a couple seminars or more. And the deadline for that is December 13th. The information is up on our website. And, of course, I'm available for any questions. If anybody, you know, says, hey, I have an idea, let me run it by you.
Yeah.
They can certainly do that. And that website is cfsaz.org.
Community Foundation of Southern Arizona does such fantastic work. And, Barbara, you're really to be commended. And last time you were here with me in studio, we talked about another initiative having to do with companion animals. And that's a really good segue for our next segment, as we will be speaking with people at the Pima Animal Care Center.
Great.
Who really have been trying.
Yes,
to,
they have.
They've been trying so hard to upgrade the facilities,
yep.
And it's not easy.
It's not.
Give us an update on that that initiative, kind of where you're at with that.
Well, as we talked before, we have a team of Eller students who are looking at the data from both Humane Society and from Pima Animal Care Center, melding that data together so that we can get a real picture about what's going on with companion animals in the county. Until we really know where we're at, we can't see any improvements, right? Because it's all about measuring, particularly if you want to get additional funds. And we're hoping to get some support from PetSmart Charities and from some others to help us with spay and neuter efforts and that sort of thing. But we have to know where we're at before we can approach any other group. And I've been very pleased with what's been going on at Pima Animal Care Center. You know, they poured the slab out there.
Yeah, I know. For the
that
tent,
for
tent
that
city
tent,
is coming.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
and that
it
means
is.
That those dogs are going to be one to a cage instead of three to a cage. So it's easier to see them.
Yes.
They won't be spreading disease the same way. And it's just a win-win for everybody. And, you know, tomorrow they're inviting the public out to do walking
the
or cuddling kittens.
That's
I
right.
think you should.
I
that's
know. All of my Facebook friends have seen the picture that has been posted of the Roshi is princess is the
queen.
Official yeah queen of the Buckmaster Show, and we have had such fantastic response.
Absolutely.
People saying what a fantastic beautiful Norwegian forest cat, aka Maine Coon. but
great.
Anyway, and this is something we'll speak with Jose about in a few minutes,
he's
too,
great.
About the walking, the volunteer effort tomorrow. And I look at those numbers, too, on the fiscal year where we see the save rate has really increased.
Yes.
22% increase in animals finding homes. That's really, really important.
Isn't that amazing?
It
and
is.
So, you know, our ultimate goal is to get to 90%. So
it
that's
is.
Awesome.
All right. Good segue into our next segment. Barbara, I want to wish you, Barbara, the very best. Barbara Brown, Vice President of Programs and Community Initiatives for the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona. And again, your website.
CFSAZ.org.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, same to you.
Thanks.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Did you know that Normandy is home to some of the most beautiful and historic beaches on the channel? On June 6, 1944, the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, was the turning point of World War II. This is Ryan Hansen, Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. My grandfather was one of the brave men who landed at Normandy, and so it is with great pride and reverence that I'm inviting you to join me on a special journey as we follow in these heroic soldiers' footsteps on the shores of Normandy over the 70th anniversary of D-Day, June 6th, 2014. This will be a lively tour with two nights on the Normandy coast, Loire Valley, and Paris, plus one at St. Malo. Traveling days are jam-packed with interesting stops, historic sites, and great photo opportunities. This 9-day premium country roads tour will be filled with history, beauty, charm, great food and wines, and you will forge lifelong friendships and memories. To hear more about this historic tour, join us December 4th for an informative presentation. Call 797-1110 for a trip of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Jose Ocano, who started working at Pima Animal Care Center as an animal care technician 7 years ago when he was just 18 years old. He was moving on then to as a volunteer with the actually volunteer manager at the SPCA shelter in Florida. He returned to Tucson earlier this year. He is the volunteer coordinator for Pima Animal Care Center. Jose, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, and tomorrow's a big day at Pima Animal Care. Folks can come out, and before they sit down to the big Thanksgiving feast, please consider taking some time to walk one of the companion animal dogs.
Yeah, we are all busy prepping for tomorrow's event. We're also doing an event, an adoption event on Black Friday. So it's really busy here at the shelter.
Special bonus, Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Is this right? You can set your own price for adopting. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, so tomorrow it's going to be pretty neat. We're going to be doing our holiday walks, which are it's just a really great way to, you know, engage the community. We get a lot of people who have never been here before to come down and they walk a dog, cuddle a cat. And that starts at 8 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., we start adoptions tomorrow as well. And that's from 10 to 1. And then we're going to do adoptions again on Friday from 10 to 1. Also, yeah, it's name your price adoption.
Things are looking a lot better. I know the concrete has, the foundation is in place. The tent city for the overflow will be coming along early December. Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, the slab has already been poured. You know, every day we have the construction crew diligently working on getting that together. We're really excited here at the shelter to have some additional space for our dogs so they can live more comfortably.
Tell me a little bit about the volunteer situation. Are you always looking for more volunteers?
Yeah, you know, the program has grown so much within the last several months. When I took over the program in February, we had 95 volunteers, and now we're at about 700.
Wow.
But because of the amount of animals we have and the amount of customers we have, we need several thousand. So we will never stop recruiting volunteers.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta is with us, and Roberta has a question, a lost dog question. Go ahead, Roberta.
Yes, my friend lost her dog, and to get the dog out of Pima Animal Control, she needed to pay $250. And with such overcrowding, seems to be a very exorbitant fee. She wound up not being able to afford it and left her dog there. Is that true, that the fee for lost dogs is $250?
You know, the fees really depend on every circumstance and every situation. When people are willing to get their animals spayed and neutered, we really negotiate a lot. You know, we really charge the bare minimum of what we have to. But a lot of times we have people who aren't able to, who are not necessarily able, but do not want their animals spayed and neutered. So we're not able to then, you know, give them the incentive fees. And it's really hard. Without looking at her case specifically in front of me, I wouldn't be able to tell why it was 200, because every animal is different. You know, if a dog comes in here and it was impounded by an officer, you know, because it was, you know, attempting to bite someone, there's going to be additional fees for that. If the dog was here for 5 days as opposed to 1 day, there's going to be additional fees for that. If the dogs were microchipped or licensed. So it's really interesting how many factors there are that go into it. But we do try and work as best we can with people as long as they're willing to get their animals spayed and neutered.
So is it safe to say, Jose, that you do look at each case on an individual basis?
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of volunteer, you talked about needing up to perhaps 2,000 volunteers. What opportunities are available for people? They don't have to donate, I guess, a lot of time, but the important thing is that they do make themselves available.
Yeah, you know, it just depends. Every volunteer opportunity requires different amount of commitment. If you're going to be working with animals, we do require a minimum of 6 hours, because it really takes at least 6 hours doing all of the repetitive processes of working with the dogs or cats to really know what you're doing. Now, if you're interested in offsite, you only have to do one offsite event. You know, we have adoptions. We're going to start developing a lot of new things. So I always tell people, if on our website it lists all of the volunteer opportunities, if something is on there that you want to do but it's not listed, shoot me an email and then maybe we'll pilot the program and you'll be the first one that we try it out with. You know, we're always looking at new ways to engage the community and to get people participating in our volunteer program.
You know, the Southern Arizona, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has been very successful, Jose, with the satellite offices, the adoption centers that they have opened up in some of the malls. Are you going to try to get out more into the community? Is that one of the goals for 2014?
Yeah, definitely. We in this past year, we got an adoption coordinator. And so there's kind of phases to every program. So right now what we're doing is we're looking at our current adoption program that we have here at the shelter and looking at how do we make that better and how do we implement better, you know, best practice. Once we do that, we're going to start really branching off and doing even more offsite. Her name is Ellie. I think you've spoken on her with her on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already increased the offsite adoptions. We used to do maybe one or two every month, and she's doing, you know, 5 or 6 every month, and the goal would be to do one, you know, eventually every day of the week. And with volunteer help and volunteer support, that is going to be the way that we're going to make it happen.
And I know we had Barbara Brown on the show, and you know Barbara, and
she's
really working very hard on the issue of companion animals, and one of the goals in the community is to try to get the adoption rate up to about 90%. I think you are to be congratulated, you and your colleagues at Pima Animal Care. You've gotten the adoption rate up over the fiscal year ending in October. You did move it up, I think, about 22%. That's good news.
Yeah, it went up. It's amazing to see how much dedication and heart our volunteers and staff are putting into these animals. You know, up until very recently, we were operating with the same resources that we always had. And so the reason we've been able to increase all of this is just through people's really extended hard work. Now that, you know, the Board of Supervisors approved, you know, the tent, and we're going to be getting some additional staff, that's really going to help increase those numbers even more.
All right. Where should folks go now about the website?
The easiest thing to do is to, you know, Pima Animal Care Center. The way I always go to it, I Google it. It's the fastest way, and it pulls it up, and that you get to our website. On the very bottom left-hand corner, you'll see volunteer. Click on that tab, and it'll give you everything you need to know about our volunteer program and how to get started.
All right. Fantastic opportunities to adopt on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, the dog walk, the cat cuddling event, 8 to 10 tomorrow. And again, your location, please, Jose.
We are at 4000 North Silverbell. So our intersection is Silverbell and Sweetwater. The best well-known intersection would be Grant. So we're a little more north of Grant.
Jose Ocano, thank you very much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Jose with us from Pima Animal Care Center. All of our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, one of the fine sponsors we're so thankful for here on the Buckmaster Show. They want to wish you and yours the happiest of Thanksgiving and remind you that there's a lot of fun stuff going on in Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson, and it'd be a great weekend getaway for the long weekend. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the place to go for all of the listings of the great places to stay, including Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs. Also, we want to remind you that the John C. Scott Show comes up this afternoon. The Dean of Local Talk, John C., will be here from 3 to 5 in this very KVOI studio. Then Wake Up Tucson, they've got some special shows planned as well tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving and Friday. And, of course, thank you. One of the big thank yous go out on this pre-Thanksgiving to Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan bottled water of the Buckmaster Show. We thank Culligan for their support. On behalf of Rosemary Brandt, our fine producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.